My preferred method of transportation these days is the subway, or underground. I happen to live close to the city center, so it works out well in having many stations close and at my disposal. It is certainly the most cost-effective for me. I am able to purchase a monthly pass, which takes care of all the potential transportation charges I may incur over the course of a given month.
With the way the city is laid out, and because of where I live, work, and study, it's easiest for me to get most places walking. The two most important routes would be from my house to either my part-time job or my university. Not only does it save me a lot of money, but I also get some exercise every morning. There are certainly times when I simply can't get to the place I need to by walking, and in those cases, I get a taxi. I do this sparingly, and with many things being very close anyway, it doesn't cost me much in the long run.
I will always be partial to my car. There are times when I feel like it isn't the most effective way to get to places around my city, but then again, there are many times using my car is absolutely the only way I could arrive at my destination in a reasonable amount of time. For me, public transport is too much of a hassle, and you have to work around their schedule. With my car, I'm in control of where and when I leave.
To get to and from work, I carpool with my co-worker Cindy. Since we live in the same neighbourhood and work in the same building, it's a great way to save money, and it gives us the chance to chat on our way to work. At the end of each week, I give her $20 as my contribution for petrol and parking expenses. Beside that, I do also use my car to get around sometimes, but I also use my bicycle if I'm going somewhere nearby. For example, I use my bike when I am going to the mall or to my friends' houses, but I usually use my car if I'm going shopping. I wouldn't be able to carry all those bags on my bike.